Now, between the years 1500 and 1850, more than 12 million Africans were enslaved and brought across the Atlantic Ocean to the New World. The vast majority were shipped from West Africa, but their precise origins were largely unknown. Now researchers using a new kind of DNA analysis have managed for the first time to trace three slaves to their countries of origin. Well, let's find out where they were. Hannes Schroeder is from the Natural History Museum at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark. He led the research. Hello.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Thank you for talking to us. So what did you discover? Where were these three slaves from?
Well, I mean, maybe I'll give you just a bit of context here. These remains that you mentioned were discovered on a Caribbean island in the island of St. Martin in 2010. And when the archaeologists discovered them, they figured out straight away that there was something special about them because they had culturally modified teeth. And that was also an indication that they were probably Africans who had been brought to the island with the slave trade. But what they didn't know was where they came from. And that's when they started talking to us to see if we can't use ancient DNA analysis and some of the new techniques that we've been working on to see and if we can determine their origins. And that's what we did.
So you did that. And what did it turn up?
Well, those remains were, I should say, were really badly preserved. So we used a novel technique, and they called whole genome capture, essentially to fish out the small bits of human DNA that were still preserved in our samples. And then we sequenced those using next-generation sequencing approaches and compared them to modern reference data sets from West Africa. And doing that, we then found out that one of these individuals likely came from Bantu-speaking, so that's a language group, a large language group in Africa. Bantu-speaking communities from probably northern Cameroon, whereas the other two showed closer genetic affinities with non-Bantu-speaking groups in present-day Nigeria and Ghana.
And beyond the inevitable and understandable historical intrigue that you're helping to solve here, why is this important in terms of future research?
Well, I think in two ways, maybe. I mean, one is that I think, DNA has become very important. Genetics is every medical genetics and so on. But in this case, I think we can treat DNA simply as another type of record or archive that can help us address particular historical questions. So, but more than that, I think in this particular case, it was so tricky to get to the DNA because these remains had essentially been lying on a Caribbean beach for, 300-400 years. So they were really badly preserved. And with the techniques that we were using, we're still able to get at the DNA and sequence it and then use it in order to answer this particular question.
And in just one sentence, because we're running out of time, what's happened to the remains of those slaves? Have they been returned to Africa?
No, I mean, of course, that's a discussion to be had, what should happen with these remains. But at the moment, they're still in St. Martin. They're destined for reburial. But of course, the question is open whether that should happen in St. Martin or indeed back in Africa.
Okay, thank you, Hannes. Hannes Schroeder there from the Natural History Museum at the University of Copenhagen. A discovery made, but still a question to answer about what happens to those remains. This is Newsday.
With bbc.com/news,